This is Ralph Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show for the second hour, Truth Seeker of the Far North. Beautiful sunny day in Alaska. The trees got leaves on them. We finally actually are seeing spring and actually summer, I guess. Beautiful day out. Began to wonder there. We had a real late spring and lots of snow. I guess I'm going to continue on here talking about the Internal Revenue Service, and I'm going to do a brief summary again and then disclose some of the secrets that the Internal Revenue Fraud does not want you to know. And if we had enough people understanding what this was all about, we could have those guys take a hike. And I will tell you right now that the real income tax, or the fair income tax, is a ruse. Why is it the fair tax a ruse? Because we have all graduated, most of us have graduated out of the public school system. And they didn't bother to enlighten us about what are some of the essential elements of a constitutional republic. Taxation without representation. That's a pretty powerful thing you've heard, but people don't understand it. Within a county, you agree to have the county tax, and that money stays in your county. If you live in one of the several states, the state taxes, and the money stays within one of that, it stays within that several state that you're living in, like New York or Massachusetts or Florida. So herein lies the difficulty with the fair tax. You give money to Congress, they can take, like they take money from a lot of people in lower 48, and we got one of the best crooks going called Senator Ted Stevens, and he gets in there and earmarks a lot of that money for Alaska to help people that have nothing to do with contributing the money, if the tax money actually even is coming back up. So when the money goes to Congress, it's been through the Supreme Court. There is no authority for Congress. There's no requirement for Congress to spend it where it came from. They can spend it in Iraq. They can send it to England. They can send it to Africa. They can send it to the Mideast. They can do whatever they want with it. And what most of them do, or a lot of them do, is they're stealing it. Of course, that's how many poor senators and representatives in Congress do we know? Not too many. So therein lies the problem of the fair tax. And, of course, what you always find in all of these bills, always, without exception, there's two things you always look for. Because our inalienable rights comes from our Creator, and it's given to us. The power sits with us. So they must always, in the act, identify that it has nothing to do with the citizens of the several states. Citizen of one of the several states is that's your standing to get into your constitution, being a citizen of New York. They always, without exception, it'll be there by some means. It only applies application to a citizen or national of the United States. The fictitious thing that Congress granted, and we're all sitting under them as slaves. And the other thing you will always find, without exception, they will always either define state or they will define United States. And they always, it's either in the geographical or territorial sense. And what that means is, take the United States in its territorial sense, it's within the boundaries of the United States. But wait a minute. There's no constitutional authority for Congress to legislate in the territorial sense. Congress can only legislate where the land has been ceded. Needful buildings and all of that is all sitting in Article 1. There's all sorts of land areas in the several states where Congress can't touch you, except under interstate commerce, a few of those issues. But they do not have a plenary, absolute power to come out here and do this. And that's why you will always find the territorial in that sense. And I hear some music coming up here again, so we will be back here, and then I'm going to proceed forward with the IRS.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Again here, and I'm going to disclose some information here that probably most people have not heard or been able to prove. One thing to remember in trying to eliminate a presumptive evidence thing that these guys are doing, they just, like your neighbor calls up and says, I think you're doing something over there and you can't find out. And it makes it very difficult because you're actually being held guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. That's the way it works today, which is upside down. And that's another story, which maybe I'll do a 14th Amendment, probably do that in a Sunday or two here, and I'll go into that. But the idea is that what the IRS does is presumptive evidence. They just make this statement, and then they protect themselves that we don't have to provide any assessment documents. All we provide is something out of a computer, and we don't know who typed it in, but it's true coming out of the computer. And they put people in jail for this. And the other way that they get us in jail for these things is because we are, for fear and lack of knowledge, we people sign 1040s under the penalties of perjury. True, correct, and complete. Where else do you find that? That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, folks. It's toast. And if you've sat through any IRS trials, that's the thing they like to bring up. Here's the form. Is that your signature? Hoo-ha. And they neglect to mention all the other things, and these attorneys won't go there. Probably most of them don't even know it. Or some of them that do know some of this are in on it. But who's to say? Well, the first one I'm going to talk about here that's shocking is Title 26, United States Code, Section 1, Tax Imposed. This is on individuals. You will never hear an attorney want to go after this. Now, in a CFR 1.1-1, not a subsidy rig, but it clearly states in there, and you can use it as a public record. It says, and I'm going to read it. This is a general rule. Number one, Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, and to the extent provided by Section 871B and 877B on the income of non-resident alien individual, end quote. Well, first of all, an individual is a citizen of the United States. That's in 552A, number 2. But this is conclusive, again, as a citizen or resident of the United States. It doesn't have anything a citizen of any of the several states or a citizen of, say, New York or Florida or North Carolina, where your domicile and your citizenship has nothing to do with that. So when you're decoding or when you are trying to make a point in the court, you always have to start at one end or the other. Where does the power emanate from? If it's from us on the inalienable rights, the fundamental rights, you have to start from that. In this particular instance, this starts from Congress, because Congress is saying, worry it, folks. And they've made the statutory authority, and this is the regulations that are under it, authorizing my agent to come pound on you. Well, under Title 26, USC, Section 1, there is one subsidy regulation. That's it. There's only one. It's 26 CFR 1.1, little h-1. And I'm going to read the title of it. Capital Gains Look-Through Rule for Sales and Exchange of Interest in Partnership, S-Corp, or Trust. And has to do with maximum capital gains rate. That's it. That's all there is. And there's an OMB number, 1545-1654. That's under a Treasury decision, 8902, but there is no form. That is the only subsidy rig in Title 26, Section 1. For capital gains, for partnership, for exchanges of interest in a partnership, S-Corp, or trust. That's it. Nothing about an individual. Again, that comes from Congress's, the Supreme Court cases that I quoted. There must be a subsidy regulation. And it starts with the statutory authority, and there's the regulation, and there's it. There's only one. Not quite what they've led us to believe. Now, amazing how many people have been suckered by that, millions of people. One that Larkin Rose was the promoter of, and there are some other people. I think Eddie Kahn was using this in Florida, and some other people, is the 861 argument. But Larkin Rose is probably the latest one that went to jail for that. And it's the income from sources within the United States. Title 26 USC 861. So where are the sources and who do they have application to for the 861? Well, there are a couple of regulations that only have application to foreign income. Only application is tax based on income relating to foreign income outside of the continental United States, outside of the several United States. And it is used on a form for non-resident aliens on a 1040 NR. OMB numbers 1545-0089. So if you are a non-resident alien and you have foreign earned income, the 861 argument absolutely has application to you. Now that's two. There are 11 subsidy rigs involved in this, and I won't get into all this because it gets too lengthy here, but as far as identifying all these, the other ones start off at 1.861-8, and they continue on up through, and they are only on the income of a foreign corporation connected with the United States business. That's it. So we have, under the 861 argument, we have 11 subsidy regulations. There's six OMB numbers that I've decoded out. So unless you are a non-resident alien with foreign earned income, or unless you are a foreign corporation connected with United States business, that's the only sources of income that are taxable within the United States under the statutory authority of Congress. That's not what they would lead us to believe. I've seen people use a lot of the different regulations out of 861, the statutory authority, and but the only place that you can really see this quite clearly without a lot of, because you can make a fairly good case for a lot of this with the statutory authority of 861. But you got to remember is that the IRS is the agency that's pounding on us. They're the ones that's going to sit in there in the criminal or civil and testify against us. Another interesting concept about agencies is all agencies do is they're fact finders. That's what people don't understand when you go up in court against one of these fact finders is they judge the court, because they have no judicial power to even have this, these parties come in there. They won't look at the facts unless there's something really egregious. And you don't even know that. And this is one of the little games that the IRS plays is, oh, my, Mr. Winterode, come on down and have your due process hearing at the IRS building here in Anchorage. Been there, done that. The lady's holding a file. Wasn't me, but I was in there with somebody. The lady's holding a file. You can't see what's in the file, and you can't add any evidence to the file. Now, what that really is, your due process hearing, hoo-ha, is your first-level appeal from the grand lie that was told by somebody putting something into a computer. That's what's really going on. That's the real short story. And it's quite provable. They just make it up, put it into a computer, and if you challenge them, they send you a computer printout. And you either go off to jail, or they come for your property, or they go and garnish you your wages. And then when you head off to the courts, you think, oh, I'll head off to the court. I will expose these people. Nope, wrong. If you file into a state court, been there, done that, they will automatically move it over into the federal side, into under a 1441 as an officer of the United States, of which the IRS has none, because they do not exercise any executive power. They're an agent. They're flunkies. They're all employees. That's what's so astounding. These people compound on us. They have no office created by the Constitution with powers and duties. They have no oath to enter that office as a public officer or as an officer of the United States. How do you get rid of them? They're like the plague. You can't fire them, and you can't get to them. And then the courts want to use the protections as though they were officers of the United States or public officers, but you can't sue them. Boy, this is a heck of a fix we got ourselves in. That's why so many people end up being frustrated. That's why we always almost inevitably end up losing. And the courts know this. Judges know this. I've sat and watched them up here in Alaska. Singleton is one of them. He understands what's going on. The only person that really doesn't understand it is the person that's being charged in their civil or a criminal action. We do not understand how we can go in there and tell the truth as we know it to be, and there's no real evidence provided by the other side, and we don't know how we end up being convicted. Because you must establish where the power originates from and kill the presumptive evidence. And we'll continue on this vein after the break. I hear the music again, so we'll be back in a bit.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Well, we're back from break for another short segment here, and then we'll have a long segment after the half hour. If anybody has any questions, 800-313-9443. So what we've got so far is that unless you have a foreign corporation or foreign income as a non-resident alien, the 861 argument has no, there are no subsidy regulations that has any force and effect against anybody. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely astounding, and I wonder how many people, there's a lot of people that went down for the 861 argument because the courts are quite corrupt. They're in on it. There's no doubt that they're in on it. I mean, it's just obvious when you sit in those courtrooms and know what these guys are doing. Because, of course, they're all employees, too. They all got Form 61s, all the judges. They don't have any judicial power of the United States under the authority of the United States. All went away in 1948. It's all gone. It's there, but there's nobody to enforce it. We have a republic, a house that nobody lives in. I saw that. Somebody coined that years ago. A republic, house that nobody lives in. And now, one of the other great, everybody knows you have wages, but you can't prove it. Well, if you go decode 3401 wages, 26 USC 3401, and there's quite a bit to it, but what you're going to find out, it's all for non-resident aliens. It has to do with foreign corporations, has to do with tax-free covenant bonds for non-resident aliens, Doesn't sound like anything that any of us would have anything to do with living in this country, would it? And that's all. There's all kinds of them over there. It's quite lengthy for what's going on in the wages. I've decoded it all. But the bottom line is it's strictly for non-resident aliens and foreign income and foreign corporations. That's your wages, 3401. Well, if you have no wages, or if the source of the income is an 861 and you have no source, if you don't have foreign earned income or you don't have a foreign corporation tied in with a United States business, you've already eliminated the whole process. But like I was starting to say is to establish this, you have to start with the source of the power somewhere. It's either with us, if you're going to stay on the constitutional side, or you must start on the Congress side if they think they have all of the power, which is for citizens of the United States. So you must start with their statutory authority, backed up by Supreme Court cases, that these agents of theirs will use regulations. And these regulations are in the Code of Federal Regulations. And that there are three types of them. That's in the CFRs. And then to learn to identify how to decode the subsidy regulations, the one that has force and effect of law, that affects you and me. And that's basically the generic outline. But without Westlaw or I don't know enough about, I don't use the other because I'm so familiar with Westlaw. It's very difficult because I know in Westlaw, I know Boolean word searches and I can suck these things out. And Westlaw had all of the subsidy regulations a couple of years ago. They actually weren't putting them in, and I found out about this. Oh, that's been about 3.5-4 years ago probably. And I made Westlaw put all of the subsidy regulations because they were modifying public records. That's amazing because they didn't want anybody to do it. They also had taken them out of Title 31. And I've not done any real work in Title 31, but I'm sure that would be quite enlightening with the money system and all that that's going on to go look at the substantive regulations, the force and effect of law, to validate what these agencies are doing to us. But it gets very, very complicated because you go in to tell the truth into these courts, or you go in there and you see on these criminal indictments, they'll get some tax preparer up there. No qualification, and I prepare taxes. Hoo-ha. So what does that mean? Got some little certificate or something. They have absolutely no understanding of the, quote, laws of the United States. They don't even understand the corporate income tax laws. Nobody questions them. And what they invariably do is, I've seen this on several transcripts, is they will establish that you were filling out a 1040, you quit filling out a 1040, and then they will put it in the jury instructions that you knew you had a duty to fill it out, and you quit, so there's your willfulness. So there's no way to win. That's how they convict people. You'll see something along those lines. Now, of course, what's absolutely understanding or is unbelievable and understanding is that the cheat case has four elements to it, and the attorneys never, ever use it. There's got to be a law that's known and definite. There's got to be a legal duty established by that law. And by the way, the Second Circuit has ruled that is a decision for the court, and the judge never does it, and the attorneys never challenge it, and they put that in the jury instructions for the jury to decide the known legal duty. Well, wait a minute. If the judge didn't tell the law and establish the legal duty, how can they establish that you knew about it? Well, I hear the music again, so we'll be back with more IRS. And if you got any questions, call in 800-313-9443. Looks like we're on IRS day.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Hello, this is Ralph, and we're back from break, the Ralph Winter Road Show. Trying to get some truth out, and I have an email list. Requires $120 donation and to get the attachments that I put out information on. And it's Ralph at JUSBELLI.com. We have Rita from Colorado. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, Ralph. So did you get a new time slot now?
Yes, they moved me out of the 3 days. I burnt that up, so now they're putting me on Sundays.
Okay, but you got 2 hours on Sunday, though, right?
Yeah, I have 2 hours on Sunday now.
Okay, sure, well, you can save up some good stuff for Sunday then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I could probably talk for weeks on end here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of on the inalienable rights issue too, because what kind of we get is people kind of try to confuse human rights, you know, with inalienable rights, and what the powers that be will always try to do is, they'll find somebody, you know, on the really low end, getting, you know, a really raw deal, and say, well, you know, what about those people? Do you care about their rights? Blah blah, you know, and so that they, if they keep, you know, if we allow them to play that game, they can always, you know, make war, torture people, and, you know, there will always be somebody, you know, totally, you know, on the raw end of the deal. But what our forefathers were talking about were certain inalienable rights. And they used the word certain because it applied to personally to people having those rights. And those people are able to express those rights. So, you know, I'm somebody in that category because from weird circumstances, I turned out when I was 45 to be somebody called an angel breeder, which they maybe don't talk about over here, but in Europe, you know, people like me get married, raise children, have, you know, families and everything, just like normal people, and I was being a normal person and all, you know. But anyway, what that does, you know, by having, you know, those people, what they will do instead, you know, they'll have a lot of Masons and Sodomites and people that don't have the same respect, you know, or honor of Christianity or such thing, put in positions of legal power. And in my town here, I was about ready to file suit, and it turned out that the lawyer in town who was featured here, you know, he's got a big sign in the on one of our main streets in town, and named Jim Tatum.
Where do you live?
Trinidad, Colorado.
Trinidad, okay.
Yeah.
But
it turns out he happens to be a Mason and a prominent sodomite in town. And so the sodomite isn't going to say who a Christian is in legal papers. So what I just went down to the police and I reported him. This lawyer is a sodomite. You know, he's practicing law. He took, my retainer. I had given him $100. Oh, we just basically were going to file legal papers against the state to say that their curriculum is screwed up. And what they're saying is just basically wrong, and you know they need to correct these issues that I was, you know, going to put out. But that is what they'll do, and this is known a lot of over a lot of the world as kind of like Helltown. And the president of the AMA owned the Bank of America building. He just sold it here. There was a prominent Jewish doctor who made a lot of transsexual surgeries, trying to make all them basically sodomite surgeries. And so
let
that
me ask
people,
you this: how do you think these people got in power in our country?
Well, they have to have this kind of thing. They have to have a hell town, and then when they make one, they will clone it, you know, and they'll try to take it around, you know, make it go anywhere.
No, but how do they get in control? And are you ready?
Well,
to
because
to
we, you know, we have a Christian society, and Christian people have our traditions, and it turned out, well, there are these other people that are jealous, and so they became the feeling as though they were another force, and they took over the main people, you know.
Do you know how the people got in power in our country that are doing this? Take a look in the mirror.
Right.
It's us.
Right.
We surrendered our birthright, just like the prodigal son. We walked away, and we said, I want to sign up for benefits. We walked away from our birthright. It's called jus soli, when you are born, the law of the land. And we have walked away. Are you a registered voter?
Yeah.
Well, you've just defeated yourself, because when you sign up, you have to sign up to be a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury, which in Alaska is a Class B felony.
Well, I don't sign up for motor vehicles. I don't drive a car.
Well, that's fine, but when you signed up for a registered voter, you said, I want Caesar, which is Congress, to be in power.
Yeah, well, since I got my passport, I don't use their state identification. I came back and I opened a bank account with my U.S. passport here.
You can't get a passport without being a U.S. citizen of the United States either. They got you hooked there.
But But anyway, you know, I mean, a citizen which is able, you know, who is able to travel and not a servant, not someone who is servile, you know, a minion of this people. But what I'm trying to get at is my understanding of inalienable rights. You know, we need to sort of think about it a little more personally, because if we degenerate it into just trying to make it a general kind of a human rights issue, that, you know, plays into their hands.
Let me articulate the two sides of what you're trying to say.
Okay.
The inalienable rights come from our Creator. Everybody has them. Everybody. And in our country, when we are born, we end up with the law of the land. And this was articulated in Corfield versus Coryell, 6F CAS 546. And let me read you what some of the inalienable rights are. It says here, protection by the government, the enjoyment of life and liberty, with the right to acquire and possess property of every kind, and to pursue and to obtain happiness and safety, subject nevertheless to such restraints as the government may justly prescribe for the general good of the whole. The right of a citizen of one state to pass through, that's a right to travel, or to reside in another state for the purpose of trade, agriculture, or professional pursuits, or otherwise, to claim the benefit of the writ of habeas corpus, to institute and maintain actions of any kind in the courts of the state, to take, hold, and dispose of property, either real or personal, an exemption from higher taxes or impositions that are paid by the other citizens of the state, may be mentioned as some of the particular privileges and immunities of citizens, which are clearly embraced in the general description of the privileges deemed to be fundamental.
Right.
To which may be added the elective franchise as regulated and established by the laws or constitution of the state in which it is to be exercised.
Yeah, and we have the rights of association, and we should consider.
But see, you've waived that unknowingly, because
no.
You signed to be a registered voter. A citizen of the United States doesn't have any of these things. It's a fictional law, just like Santa Claus.
Okay, well,
can I
just get back to the inalienable right idea, though? I mean, what it was meant as in the beginning, because when the Declaration of Independence comes out, and they use the word certain with that right, you know, with
inalienable. That's fine, and I just read you a list that is a holding of the Supreme Court has upheld what I just read, and
right.
You don't have
which
them
is,
because.
But that's not, you know, that's not certain. That isn't a person coming up and telling you exactly what I, you know, this is who I am, this is what I get to do, and this isn't what everybody in the world gets to do. You understand? It's certain.
See, you're
it
not,
is personal.
You're
it is personable to the individual,
and that is the system that we made
a country for. We made a country based on the most revolutionary concept of all time, which is called Christianity, which allowed commoners to understand some of the more esoteric parts of how societies can fit together, called Christianity.
You have a nice concept, but after the Civil War, Congress usurped and tricked us all. And we are lacking the knowledge.
Right,
and
you
don't understand because you don't know what... Do you know what a citizen of the United States is?
I understand quite a bit. I actually closed the National Bank of Holland in The Hague.
Okay. My question to you is, you signed up to be a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury in Colorado, the state of Colorado.
No.
What is that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And actually, sure. actually, they have this question on the driving. If you're going to apply for a driver's license, is either you're going to subscribe to their organ donation procedure, or you will not allow your own tissues ever to be used. And so, those two choices don't apply to me. So I can't drive a car in Colorado, and I don't. I walk everywhere.
You're not understanding the question. You told me you were a registered voter. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. They all say the same. You have to be a citizen of the United States, and they sign that under the penalties of perjury. So my question to you is, what is it? What is a citizen of the United States?
Okay, I think that is a concept that the citizens of the United States are working out, and it changes a little bit sometimes because they use the courts as legislature, and they make unholy precedents and do what they will. But I mean, that doesn't mean that everything that's wrong is what I believe in.
You're not understanding. When you signed that document under the penalties of perjury, what did you sign up to be? And I'll read you a little thing out of the Bible, Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they hast refused knowledge. I will also refuse thee, for thou shalt be no priest to me, and seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And what I'm trying to get across to you is, when in this world we live in today, we do not know of what a citizen of the United States is. Now, Congress has told us what a citizen of the United States is. And that's why I ask you, because we have all these people around that signed up under the penalties of perjury that they are one of these things, because it sounds so deliciously correct. I mean, it must be right. What do you think?
Well, I have to start with inalienable rights, because I believe that that is where citizenship comes from, and it's not only citizenship in the United States. And I've been offered,
Let me just short circuit this here.
All right.
You can operate in any status. You have inalienable rights. I have inalienable rights. But you can operate as a trustee, as a trust. You can operate as a beneficiary. You can operate as a president, of a CEO of a company, of a corporation. We have fictitious statuses that we can assume. Your inalienable rights is when you operate in your true status. And you have agreed that you want a government for citizens of the United States. Now, let me tell you what it is. And this is provable. This is in Title 42, United States Code, if you're on the Internet, 1981. And it says here, this is a grant from Congress. All persons within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to make and enforce contracts, sue, to be parties, to give evidence, to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and properties as is enjoyed by white citizens, and be subject to the like punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every type and no other. And the other part of this is 1982, where it's also Congress is granting you the right to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, convey real and personal properties as is enjoyed by a white citizen.
Right. Now, what I'm telling you is, these are all, what they're talking about is everything that isn't inalienable rights. They were talking about universal rights of U.S., of American people. And there are, those things.
Nope.
But that's not, what?
They just made up that status called a citizen of the United States. It's no different than the Santa Claus people make up. It's no different than the reindeer that are in this fictional sled. They just made it up. And there's nothing illegal about it, and you signed up for it.
Yeah, and I also signed up. I also am a Christian, and I also believe that my fellow Christians and I bestow rights upon each other. And
well,
because we know how, we are, for one thing, desirable people. Some people that would go to a nation or such place, and it comes down to the fact that certain people declare things. Just basically,
well,
that's what it is. And I mean, if I wanted to say I was a citizen of Holland, I could be a citizen of Holland. It doesn't mean that anybody else can do that. But
well,
you have
the government that you agreed that you wanted, and it's here, and you signed it under the penalties of perjury.
Okay, but
and that's what we have today. So you can't
What we need to do is understand that the government doesn't get to say, you know, everything about what we get to do. And some of those things that we get to do, we say what we get to do. In being able to elucidate our own rights gives us power over them.
You're not listening to me. You have agreed to operate with a fictitious status. So anyway, we're going to break, and thanks for calling.
Can you hold me on?
Yeah, I guess. We're going to break.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back from break here. We don't have very many minutes left. And Rita, thanks for calling in. I've got two other callers, and I want to give them a chance to go ahead here. Dave in Arkansas.
Hello there, Ralph.
How are we doing down there?
Oh, pretty good. Busy as ever. By the way, that last caller needs to learn the difference between inalienable and unalienable. There's a big difference there. Okay.
Well, there is. What people don't understand is they have a belief system and they won't look at what's actually written. It's conclusively that a citizen of the United States, when you sign up in that status, you have waived your inalienable or unalienable rights. They're gone.
Well, he was not a very teachable subject at all because of the fact that a citizen of the United States is defined in Black's Law as a federal citizen.
But see, what we can conclusively prove is because of the public record entitled 42, 1981, 82, and 1988.
Absolutely.
Which was made specifically for the Negroes after the Civil War.
True.
And then in 1870, they granted them the same status as a white citizen. But, of course, everybody wants to keep that very quiet.
Right. Let's look at the Federal Criminal Code and Rules published by West Group in 1998, Rule 54C. Application of terms. As used in these rules, the following terms have the designated meanings. Act of Congress, quote-unquote, includes any act of Congress locally applicable to and enforced in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico in a territory or in an insular possession.
Mm-hmm.
They go on and define state. Includes District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, territory, and insular possession. Now, they have moved Rule 54 to Rule 1, but they left out the definition of state.
Yep, I'm aware of that. And the bottom line is they don't need to see, prior to the Civil War, they didn't have all of these statutory definitions because we only had the several states. That's
right
it.
On.
That's all they can legislate for. That's why they always, always have to define the state or United States, and they always have to define a citizen of the United States or a national.
Absolutely.
Without exception.
Absolutely.
Hey. That there's the... I've got one more caller. Do you have another point to make before I get to the other caller?
No, it's okay, Ralph. Keep up your great work, brother.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Dave. And,
you too, Ralph.
We have John in California.
Yeah, how you doing there, Ralph?
Well, out of jail and upright in my age, those are two good things.
Well, that's real fine, Ralph. Hey, look, Ralph, unlike your previous female caller, I'll be the first to admit that I don't really understand what happened during the Reconstruction period. I am vaguely acquainted with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. I know something happened with the 13th where the American Negro was grouped into the whole class of white people. We were all shifted into another category called the United States, and somehow we lost all of our Bill of Rights protections, and I've listened to people like L.B. Bork. I'm aware of a group called the People's Awareness Coalition, but to tell you the truth, Ralph, I don't know of any comprehensive, easy books to read, in spite of all the work that the John Birch Society has done in the last 40 years. I don't see anything in writing that will tell me exactly what the heck any of this means. I know it exists. It doesn't matter what I say my rights are. It matters what the courts say. And I think you would help a lot of people immensely if in one of your next shows, in addition to all your work on the income tax and explaining 861 and why Larkin Rose lost his case, maybe you could devote a little time to this Reconstruction period where so much seemed to change, which destroyed our country for us today.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. I've already touched on it before, but we don't have much time, but I'll do that,
you
and I'll touch tell you on it shortly.
Thanks a lot, Ralph. Touch on it deeply.
Yeah, okay, well, the real problem is they moved the Negroes over into a citizen of the United States, and so all they did was change the Negroes from work being slaves under the South to under Congress. That's what they did, and then they got all the white folks to move over there and everybody else to move there because it sounds so much like Santa Claus, and we all... No, Santa Claus is a good guy. And I can hear the music coming up, and it looks like the 2 hours is up, so tune in next Sunday, and maybe that's what we'll talk about. So thanks for everybody for listening in, and this is Ralph Winterow, the Truth Seeker of the Far North.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a